Welcome to the Jumping Through Hoops podcast series with myself, Hannah Charlotte. This series is all about helping you jump through life's hoops and includes juicy topics such as mindset, manifestation, personal development, relationships, and business. Hi, everybody. So today I want to highlight five key points when it comes to manifestation. Now, I would call myself a power manifester, and I have probably for the last couple of years found manifestation a lot easier, and things tend to come quicker and they seem to happen at almost like a hyper speed for me. Now, it hasn't always been this way, and it has only been since I've learned truly about myself and how to really hone into the feelings and really step into my vision in order to make my manifestations happen faster. Now, I'm going to share five key points with you today, and these are really paramount when it comes to manifestation. Now, the first one, and this is probably the most important one of all, okay, is clarity. It's getting clear on what it is you are wishing to manifest and what it is that you want to create and bring into your current reality. Okay, so clarity, number one. The universe, or God, whatever it is that you believe, a higher power, energy frequency, is co-creating with us all of the time, okay? We are co-creating. Now, if we are unclear on what it is that we're asking for, then the universe is going to also be a little bit confused as to what it is that we want. Therefore, if we've got chaos and confusion going on in our heads, then we're creating that in our lives as well, okay? So if we're not really 100% clear or certain on what we want to bring into existence, then we're not going to be able to manifest it, full stop. You've got to get 100% clear on what it is you want. Now, that's easier said than done. It's not always clear to us in the moment what it is that we do want out of our lives and what we want in general, and you know, when it comes to manifestation. But to help yourselves get clarity, there are certain things that you can do. Okay, you don't always have to know. You know, we're human beings and we go through periods of our lives where we're going to have to face different challenges, things are going to change, there's things that are going to happen, things are going to get thrown at us, and chaos and confusion are all a part of that roller coaster of life, right? But if you want to get clear, there's a few things you can do. Now, what I personally do that helps me get clear is I like to clear my head through exercise, actually. Number one for me is moving my body and letting the emotions, the feelings, everything process through me, because energy, which stands for, emotion even, stands for energy in motion, can get stuck in the body, right? And if it's stuck, trapped energy is going to, it's almost like a bottleneck, right? If we can't move that energy through us and process it, then we're going to remain stuck. And this is when we get a fuzzy head and we're not so clear about things. And that's when that confusion and the chaos in our minds can occur. So get moving first and foremost, if you want to get clarity, right? I take myself out for a walk. If I've got to make a decision on something and I haven't quite made up my mind, I take myself out for a walk. I go to the gym, I go for a swim, I move my body, I hula hoop, I dance. Whatever it is that gets my body moving and gets that energy moving through me, processing, really, really helps, right? Journaling is another one. Start writing down what it is you want. Now, sometimes it's easier to find out what you don't want opposed to what you do want. So if that works for you, write a list of what you don't want, okay? Because often we're probably more certain on the things that we definitely don't want in our lives than we are with the things we do want. So make a list of your don't wants and your do wants, and you'll see that clarity starts to come, okay? It might not happen overnight, but it will start to come. And this will start to give you more focus on the things that you are wanting to manifest into your life. So get clarity, number one, okay? Once we've got clarity, what we then need to do is start to hold the feeling and the vision, right? So the vision, the thoughts, everything that we have now, lots of techniques you can use here. Vision boards, very popular one. There's lots of ways you can create a vision board. I love Canva for creating a physical vision board. Also, Pinterest is great for pinning all the things that you want to do and things you want to have in your lives. I have something on my, a picture of a destination that I really want to travel to on my screen cover of my phone. And I look at it every day. Okay, so lots of things that you can do, but it's getting into that feeling and thought. So first and foremost, the thought creates the feeling, okay? And this can sort of have a good or a negative effect on us, right? Because sometimes we can get so much in our thoughts that it's creating feelings that aren't serving us in the best way. But if we can get into the vibration of creating a really positive thought around our manifestation, it's going to start creating a feeling of excitement and desire, okay? And those are the feelings we want around our manifestation. So tune into your thoughts, vision board it, look at pictures of it, start to embed it into your conscious awareness so that those thoughts are at the very forefront of your mind. And once those thoughts are there, really start to feel into them. So for example, it might be that you want to manifest a holiday, right? Or a dream home. Now, what feelings are those bringing up in your body right now? If you think about it, really sit with it and get into the thoughts of it. Journal it if you want to, but I'm just going to give you an example. It could be your dream holiday destination. Okay. Think about putting yourself in that environment right now. Okay. You're experiencing right in this moment your dream destination. You're there. Okay. What are you feeling? Right? It might be the sun on your skin, the warmth, the air, the smell in the air. You know, you might be able to smell. I know for me, one of my very favorite places, which I love going back to time and time again, there's pine trees, and I can just smell the pine trees. So I can just really put myself into that feeling. I can even smell the pine trees now as I'm talking to you. Okay. I can feel the sand on my feet. I can feel the wind in my hair. Yeah. All of these things, it could be your dream home. Think about how that carpet or the floor feels underneath your soles of your feet. You know, what feeling is coming up for you? Now, this is really, really important. Okay. Those feelings, those emotions, we've got to get into that frequency of feeling the thing. Once we can start feeling the thing, that is when subconsciously and consciously, we begin to take action, okay? And this is the next thing. After we have the frequency and feeling, because we have to really create that feeling, as I say, in order to take the action. Otherwise, it's just a thought, right? It hasn't become a feeling. So next thing, we have to start to take action steps on it. Now, it might not be possible straight away for you to just go and book your dream holiday or just put a deposit down on your dream home straight away. But what action steps can you now take right now in this current moment that might bring you a little bit closer to making that manifestation your reality? Okay, it could be really small little things, and that's how it starts. It's those small little shifts, okay, those action steps or shifts, I like to call them, that will get us closer to where we desire to be. Now, for example, you want to book that holiday destination. You haven't got the money in your bank account right in this moment, but you've created the feeling, you've created the excitement around it. Start looking up at those holidays, looking, researching prices, looking at it online, you know, start getting quotes, start looking at flights, start really putting yourself into an existence of as if it's happening now, right? You're going to book those flights. Yeah, you've written down the prices. You look at your dream homes. Now, this is something I like to do, right? I like to go on Rightmove or Idealista for the Spanish homes, and I look at the houses and yes, that's my house. You know, I go through, I look at the prices, I research it, And it gets me excited. It gets me really excited. So those are actions, right? You're taking action, even though you might not think that those actions are actually productive and that they're actually going to make it happen for you right now. What they're doing is they're embodying it. They're bringing that into your conscious awareness, okay? You're making the subconscious conscious. And this is a really powerful exercise. It really honestly is, okay? Keep doing this on a regular basis. Keep writing and journaling on all of these desires for you, and talk about the feelings that are coming up for you every time you think about your desires. Okay, so going back to action steps, there are things that we can do other than just look on the internet, our holidays and our dream homes. Okay, these are important, but we can actually also take action steps that are going to move us closer. Now, that is putting yourself on the frequency right now of that desire. Now, you may have heard of the law of attraction and what we are, we attract. And this remains to be true, especially in manifestation, okay? We hold a frequency. We are energy, okay? So we're going to naturally attract anything that's on the same frequency level as us. So if you want to put yourself onto the frequency of your desires, that's going to take some action. So who is the person that's going to attract these things, all right? It might be that to bring in, I don't know, like a dream speaking engagement, for example, if you want to be a speaker, that you need to become more confident. You need to get better at speaking. So perhaps you need to put yourself on that frequency, ready to attract that opportunity. So put yourself out there, start doing some speaking engagements, even if they're just with yourself on a Zoom call or on a YouTube video or on a Facebook post or an Instagram reel. Okay, start putting yourself out there and getting yourself on that frequency of becoming a speaker, and do this more and more and more. And as you do this, you'll see your confidence will increase, and then you're becoming a confident person and you're becoming a match for that speaking engagement, right? And this rings true for everything, whatever it is you're trying to attract, right? If you're trying to attract a better paid job, for example, who is the person that's going to be on that frequency? Okay. Is it something perhaps you need to do a little bit of work on yourself and your mindset? Are you in the right frame of mind to be able to attract that opportunity? You know, is that opportunity looking and seeking for someone who is in a good state of, you know, that their mindset's good, they've got a good work ethic, they love their job, right? You've got to become a match for that. So what are the things that you need to do to become a match? If you want to earn 10k a month, 100k a month, whatever it is, you want to be a millionaire, who do you need to become to be a match for that? This will take some thinking, and you can journal this, but write down the things. And the idea here is that you get onto that frequency and you get onto that level of becoming the person that's going to attract that thing, right? It could be just, you know, walking into a shop, believing in yourself that you're a confident person, you're a millionaire, you know, you go in there and you go and reach for the fruit that you really want, right? You don't go for the cheap option. You go for something that you really want one day, and you buy that, and you feel into the frequency of what it feels like being able to buy that, right? The way you dress, the way you portray yourself, it could be important, you know? Sometimes if we walk around with our, you know, looking down at the floor and our shoulders hunched and we don't want anyone to look at us, our hair across our face, right? What frequency is that putting out into the world? You know, you want to walk in there like you own the place, okay? And when you do this, you become a frequency for someone that does own the place. So this is also really, really important. But I have to add here that we cannot stay on that frequency all the time, right? We're human beings at the end of the day, and we experience the highs and lows of life. And that's how it's meant to be. That's absolutely how it's meant to be. So what I would have to add here is that it's absolutely fine to dip now and again, okay? As long as you know how to bring yourself back up from that dip to get back on that frequency, then that's all you need to do, okay? And there's some techniques you can use around that in order to get yourself back up. It's fine to dip, but it's not fine to stay there. Not if you want to manifest your desires into your life, okay? So once you dip, you just got to know how to bring yourself back out of that dip and get back onto the frequency, the level of the thing you desire, okay? So last point here is we need to let go and trust. Now, often when we want to manifest something, we keep checking in on it as if it's not happening quick enough. We want it now, now, now. We can't have it now, 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 right? There's a thing called divine timing. And everything in life has its divine timing. And I've heard lots of different ways to explain how divine timing works. And one thing that actually my mentor uses, an example, is that like a seed that's been sown, right? You wouldn't keep digging up to see how it's growing under the surface, under the soil, right? You're trusting, you've planted the seed and it's going to grow. And that's how manifestation is. And also there's another example, like you put an order in at a restaurant. You don't keep, like, 2 minutes after you put your order in, go up to the waiter, is it ready? Is it coming? Is it coming? Is it coming? You might do that after half an hour or whatever, but you wouldn't keep going up every 2 minutes and asking, is your order coming? Like, you trust, you've put the order in, it's coming. Okay. So you ask and you trust that you're going to receive. Now, this is probably the hardest part, is sitting back and leaning back into trusting energy, because we, as human beings, obviously we want things now. We want to see results. And if we're not seeing results quick enough, that's often when we give up. We think, ah, it's not working. Forget about it. Move on to the next thing. But the thing is, we'll keep repeating that pattern over and over again, and then we'll never manifest the thing. And this is why so many people don't end up manifesting the thing, because they are not patient. Okay. Trust in divine timing. And trust that you don't need to know how it's going to come about. The way you visioned it to happen probably won't happen that way, all right? The thing will, but the process will probably be different. And this is what I found to be true in most things I've manifested in my life. They've come in totally random ways that I had never even thought about. So you need to let go of how it's going to happen, and you need to detach yourself from the outcome. Okay, you've made it clear what you want, you've put yourself into the feeling, you've started to take action, you've made that thing conscious, and now you trust. Okay, you keep taking the action, you keep taking the action, you keep doing the visualizing, you keep thinking about the thing, but you don't hold on to it, okay? When you're holding on so tight to something, gripping, it's very unlikely that it's going to come, because that's coming from a low vibration. That's coming from a frequency of lack, okay? Because it's like, I need it. And the need is coming from lack. So if you can let go into trusting and leaning back energy and release the need to know how and when, just know why. That's all you need to know, is why you want that thing. Then trust that it's coming to you. Okay. So there's just a few points there that I wanted to share with you on manifesting techniques and tips. So keep trusting, keep believing, keep being grateful as well. Gratitude is the attitude always. So be grateful for what you currently have. And be grateful every day, even for the small things. But know that it's absolutely fine, normal even, because as humans, we're evolving all the time, to desire more and want more. You know, you deserve it. You deserve whatever it is you're manifesting. You deserve it. And you need to believe that above all as well, that you are deserving of the thing. Okay, good luck, manifestors. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode today. If you've enjoyed listening, I would love for you to leave me a review over on iTunes or any other platform that you may be listening from. Thank you.